Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. Yeah. This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, so point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Ramesses.
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Again.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master. Take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them in. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is, let's see, what is today? Today is Wednesday, that's right. Today is Wednesday, October the 25th. Wednesday, October the 25th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my sisters, we want to wrap up the series that's introducing the next series, that is the demystification of the plasma realm. So today we're talking about part three of deceiving the whole world. So the plasma realm, or plasma physics, or what some people refer to as this whole plasmic biofilm, a biosphere. So inside of plasma, whether it's our cell plasma or whether it's some other type of a plasmic antenna, or plasma dome, or blood plasma. Our plasma is where a lot of the transformation takes place. There is a plasmonic photonic field. This plasmonic photonic field produces plasmonic photon crystals that are being manipulated by Satan or Satan. So Satan is an acronym that we want to break down today that uses a synthetic or a synthetic telepathy. So today, my brothers and sisters, we have a very dangerous message for you today, but a very important message that you need to under, over, and understand when it comes to replacing error with truth. And this is the reason why it is imperative. One of the most important things that you must understand is to join me on October the 30th with Demystifying the Plasma series. Again, that cost is $49. Simply go to the website at masterteacher33.com, click on the link that says donation, and make that $49 donation as soon as possible, preferably today, so that way you can be a part of this series. Because it's very important that you under, over, and understand that they are replacing man with a machine. And the word machine is man-sheen, or man-chin, C-H-I-N-E. And chin, again, has to do with the rock that is formed by running water, C-H-I-N-E. Now, that's another study for another time that we'll be breaking down at a later date. But brothers and sisters, it's very important that we understand Satan, because this is one of the three methods that the system that they are using to keep you trapped inside of a box. We've been talking about Wikico. We've already talked about pharmacy, pharmakeia yesterday. And so today we want to talk about synthetic telepathy. So at the last series, the smoking gun that I will be revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying is the crown chakra, or the ethereal, or the etheric realm, which is the ultimate game, is to basically replace the voice in your head, your conscious, with the voice of Lucifer or a machine. So there is a technology that has been out for a very long time that uses what is called bioamplification to replace God's voice with Lucifer's voice, or the voice of the or a machine. Now, this message is so important today that it does require us to ask the Father for his anointing, for his protection, and for his presence. So, Heavenly Father, we come to you today. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory, because we know that you are the Father of fathers, you are the King of kings, you are the Lord of lords, you are the Prince of Peace, you are the lily of the valley, you are the bright and the morning star, you are the Alpha and the Omega, you are the beginning and the end, you are the one who was, the one who is, and the one who is to come. There is no other. We give homage and we give reverence, and we invite the Father of lights to protect the minds of your people, that they may be able to separate fact from fiction. We humbly thank you and proceed in your anointing. Brothers and sisters, today is one of those shows that is going to be very difficult for you to wrap your brain around, and I'm not going to go into all of the details. We're going to save that for the October the 30th show, but I need you to under, over, and understand that right off the bat, there is the silent assassination through the amplification of the neurons in your brain. Now, let me make sure that you over, that you under, that you understand the words that I just said. If you don't get anything else today, you must understand the acronym for Satan, because I'm not saying he's not this mystical dude in the sky. Maybe he is. Maybe he isn't. But you must understand that the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Those strongholds are imaginations. Those are mental images and voices that are being piped in your head. Now, the voices that you hear, or the voice that you hear in your brain today, you probably think that that's your voice, or you think that's God's talking to you, or that's some benevolent being that has your best interest in mind. So I don't want to be the bearer of good news, but I must help you understand that the whole world, as you know, has been deceived, and it's been deceived for a very long time. It started off by planting this Luciferian mind virus in your brain so that way you are progressively pursuing more and more and more and more. You're not listening to your conscience. And then they replaced or they watered down your consciousness with drugs, with sorcery, with wiki, with words, frequency, waves, and vibration. And the coup d'etat, or the last piece of the puzzle, is to replace God with Satan. So Satan stands for, the S stands for silent. This thing is silent. This is what they call touchless or no-touch torture. Now, brothers and sisters, again, this is a message that is really profound, and it is my prayer that you can understand. So the first key is S stands for silent. The A in Satan stands for assassination. The T stands for through. The A at the end of the word Satan stands for amplification. The N stands for your neurons. So there is a all-out attack, and there has been an all-out attack since the beginning of time, to use a silent technique that you cannot touch, you cannot taste, you cannot hear, you cannot see, and you cannot feel. This is an all-out attack on your system. And this all-out attack is designed to assassinate you, your spirit, basically. They want to keep the host or the flesh alive. That way they can use you as an energy source. But the goal is to assassinate you or to assassinate your spirit. Once the spirit, or the goal is to assassinate the spirit, I should say, through, so the T in Satan, we have silent assassination through. Amplification. So the amplification is primarily taking place through technology. Because again, they want the machine to replace man. And the machine is a man-chine. They're using the rivers, they're using your water, because you're primarily water, to replace the carbon or the rock, or the rock that is the cornerstone or the foundation. That means Jesus Christ or Yahushua. And the way that this is being done, my brothers, the way that this is being done, my sisters, is through the amplification. You ever notice that, first of all, we were all made to switch over from analog to digital. And the reason that you had to switch over from analog to digital is so that they, whoever they are, could basically be able to use the amplification. Now, why has your cell phones went from 2G to 3G, then from 3G to 4G? The G stands for the little G. And from 4G, now we're on 5G. So that is the heating up. So every time the hertz, the frequency changes from 2G to 4G, now we're at 5G. That simply means amplification. That is the second A in the acronym Satan. And once that amplification takes place, it is amplifying the neurons of the brain. So something happens when the brain is heated up. You probably know if you drink coffee. I know something about it. I'm not really a coffee drinker, but when I do drink it, I notice if I drink like a lot of it, my brain feels airy. It also feels warm, because I'm heating up, I'm dehydrating my brain. So right now, as I speak, you are being cooked. Your brain is being cooked. This is the coup de car. This is the smoking gun. This is the final nail in the coffin, because this ideal of ownership and possession is Witwicky, or is the psychosis of the virus from Lucifer. So let's break down the three-step process again. We're putting the nail in the coffin today This is an all-out attack on something that takes place in your plasma that I will be revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying starting October the 30th. Again, go to the website at masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make that $49 donation, because right now as I speak, inside of the plasma, now remember, plasma carries blood. Blood is the life force of the body. So we're not interested in your blood, they're interested in your plasma. Because we don't know, and we haven't been taught plasmonic, photonic, crystallization. We don't understand. At least most of the people I know never even heard of the term. And so my job, again, is to assist you with the devil's modus operandi. Since I used to work for the dude, I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify you in this system. So you're using your plasma membrane, because that is your memory brain. He's replacing God's memory that he put in your brain with a counterfeit memory. That is the Serapenta. And the way that he is doing that is through the silent assassination through the amplification of neurons. Satan. S, silent. A, assassination. T, through. A, amplification. N, neurons. That is why your cell phones, why is it called a cell phone? Because it's targeting your blood cells. Because that is where the plasma is at. And your body is made up of cells. So your cell phone has went from 2G. And everybody ran out and bought a brand new one. I did too. When it went to 3G. And then we traded that one in and bought a brand new one. I did too. When it went to 4G. Then we traded that one in and we went out and bought another brand new one when it went to 5G. So right now your cell phones that use Gwen Towers, you are on a 5G system. Now remember, the G stands for God. So that is the number of voices or channels or frequencies that they can pipe into your head. Also, that is the amplification that they are on. The heating up of the brain to, again, the third thing, synthetic telepathy. That means, synthetic means fake or false. Telepathy, tele means to transport. Pathy is empathy. So you got fake empathy. You don't have sympathy and empathy. That's the character, that's God. That's love. In other words, you don't have the capacity to love. You don't even know what it is because you got synthetic love. So there's people like me who don't have feelings because I was a part of a system that gave me a synthetic love that replaced real love. So you can love me all you want. I can't feel nothing. And so if I hurt you and you show and you cry or do this, that, and other, I can't feel it because I'm synthetic. So the way that they deceived the whole world is, number one, and the number one thing that they did to me is they taught me ownership or possession. Now, think possession. So if I own my car, that means I possess my car. If I own my house, home ownership. You know what the word mortgage means? Anybody look it up? Look it up. Mortgage. It has to do with the morgue. Do you know that a mortgage is a death certificate? So when you go out and you get a 30-year mortgage, it's designed to kill you within that 30-year period, to siphon your energy through the mortgage. The word morgue is the word mortgage. You are mortgaging your energy, your chi, your prana. That's why you got to work, to own it, to possess it. People who are possessed, they want to possess. People who control, they want to control. You are doing what has been done to you. People who bully were themselves bullied. People who steal, people who don't have no empathy, were themselves de-empathied. So everything that you're doing, now remember, number one, the Wetiko virus works on ownership and possession. It's called the American dream. Why come it's not called the American reality? It's called the American dream. So the first thing that they do is they teach you ownership. Now, ownership means you go out and you take, you're doing it legally, right? Anybody ever look up the definition of the word legal? See, See, we're doing, don't change people, change systems. See, nobody taught me this. I'm trying to teach you. I want to share with you. See, I changed cars. I changed jobs. I changed houses. I changed wives. I changed children. I changed diet. I changed exercise. I changed it. And I had destination addiction that is the result of mind mapping. Who is and who has mapped your brain and why? It is called genome mapping. And what I'm saying right now, as that one dude that I heard said, I haven't heard nobody. I'm the Long Ranger, meaning nobody else is teaching this. Teaching what, Brother Will? I got a life management system. I haven't even shared with the people who've purchased the life management system, the life management system. Because when I share this with you, you must be slowly introduced to it. Otherwise, you're going to feel like my kids. My son is checked out. I said, hey, man, you know, why don't you get a car? I don't want no car. Why don't you get a job? I don't even know. I don't want no job. Why? For what? The system is whack, Dad. He's overwhelmed with too much information. This shuts off people's spirits because it is so daunting. When you know the truth, when you really see what I'm saying, it is so overwhelming that you just check out. I'm a product of synthetic telepathy. Every job I went to, they exposed me to what is called bioamplification or Magellan's disease. It is used what they call cluster topography to produce again a emotional cloning. Now let me make sure all of what I just said sound like a bunch of fancy words, right? Now remember, today we're talking about one thing: Satan. He ain't no mystical dude, no bad guy with no pitchfork. That's freaking Hollywood. Satan is S, silent. A, assassination. T, through. A, amplification. N, neurons. Satan is the silent assassination of you, not your body, your spirit, through the amplification of neurons. That's your brain. Your brain is made up of neurons, It's the nucleus or the nuclei. Remember the Bible says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down. That's the nucleus. That's the nuclei. So the cosmogrator is interrupting God's plan to regene you with a false clay. And he's doing it through the silent sound spectrum or SSS. But how? Number one, he taught you, the same way he taught me, he gave you ownership. And he says, go out, work, buy a car. Buy a house. Now, there's nothing wrong with it except when you possess it. So the more you possess is proof positive that you are possessed. But what am I possessed with? I'm possessed with a Luciferian mindset that says I want to own something instead of manage something. Now, the big G system that he gave me is Cladonomics. Now, I'm the only one teaching that I know of. I've been searching on Google. Nobody on this earth that I can find teach Cladonomics. Nobody. So I have this inside of my system. And the only people that know anything about Cladonomics are the people who have been listening to my shows. Cladonomics, according to the root word clero and cleros, it means management, not ownership. It means being a good steward of God. Now, God gave you dominion, not ownership or possession. Lucifer wants to possess you. Remember, oppression, depression, recession, possession. So the Wittico virus is a virus that teaches you to go get shiznit. And the more you get, the more you want to get. And you own, and you own, and you own. Why are there so many storage facility places? Now, I got one too. Because as Americans, we own a lot of shiznit. Because we're suffering from the virus that teaches us to go buy. We don't want to save. We don't want to manage. We don't want to share. We want to own shiznits. And everybody I know, they own a bunch of stuff. That's proof positive. And this is the number one key that you got the virus like me. You want to own people. You are a freaking control freak. Now, I am the T 18 of the Napoleon syndrome. It's the short man disease. They call it the little man disorder. See, I'm a little dude, so I overcompensate for my lack of stature. So if I was 6'5", I wouldn't have to be so controlling. Ask my kids. I can bring them all in here. They'll all tell you, yeah, that Negro is confused. See, I gave instructions once, and as I was talking, I was picking up a shoe, a brick, a plate, a bat, anything. My kids didn't have time to think about whether or not they were going to follow the instruction. So I was a control freak. If the dishes wasn't done by 8 o'clock, if I told them that the dishes, hey, I need the dishes done by 8 o'clock, 5, somebody was getting their ass whooped. That was proof that I was controlled because I controlled. Then I went into systems that taught me control. Military, law enforcement, corrections, code enforcement, insurance, real estate. All of the jobs I had, they were all jobs that teach control. Why? Silent assassination through the amplification of the neurons. How? Your phone started off with a 2G phone. They came out with a new phone, 3G. They came out with a new phone, 4G. Now we're on 5G. Amplification of what? Well, the way cell phones work is the same way a microwave works. Now, when you put something in the microwave, what do? It heats it up. So what's happening to your brain, brother? What's happening to your brain, sister? Cell phone towers or Gwen towers, they're all over the place. The whole atmosphere has been heated up. So now the ionosphere, the atmosphere has been changed. It's been replaced. But it all started with ownership and possession. Then they introduce you to sorcery through your language, which is English, which is Enochian. Do anybody know what English is? Do you know English is Anglish? English is the language of the fallen. That's why they're promoting it around the globe. Why come we don't speak Hebrew or Greek or Latin or French or Spanish? English. Why? Ing is Ang, A-N-G. Now, angels are angles. It is the language of the bent light beings. We call it Hugh. You are a Hugh man, right? That's why the word human is not in the Bible, because you're not one. But you are one because you say and you think you're one. That's pharmacy. That's sorcery. See, sorcery is the manipulation of the mind through using plant-based or synthetic drugs. That's number two. And number three, we're talking about synthetic telepathy. So God uses telepathy, which we're going to be talking about in the next series and the last series. So I need to replace God. See, God gave you conscious. See, there's a voice in your head that says, don't do that. You just know. Everybody's born with right from wrong. You ain't got to go to school to learn right. You ain't got to go to church. You ain't got to go to church to learn right from wrong. You're born with it. You know. Now, some of us have a greater amount of consciousness or awareness that tell us, hey, don't steal that. You didn't buy it. When I was a little kid, I was hungry. I went into the Loves, and I was just like, I knew I shouldn't steal, but I reasoned in my head, it's okay. I'm a little dude. I ain't got nowhere to stay. I'm going to take something that's not mine. My daddy ain't taking care of me. My mama's gone. I'm going to take care of myself. That was the reasoning in my head, but I knew it was wrong. I knew. I didn't go to church. I wasn't saved. No Reverend Dr. Bishop slapped me all upside my head. All of this shizness that we do to get, quote, unquote, morality, bullshizness, if you're keeping it real. Now, you can go and do all that stuff. That helps. But at the end of the day, there ain't a Negro listening to the sound of my voice that don't know the difference between right and wrong. You choose to do wrong because you have a synthetic telepathy. The voice of God has been replaced with the voice of a machine. Now, you should be saying to yourself, Brother Will, you're making a bold statement, homie. I don't believe that the silent assassination through the amplification of the neurons in my brain is being done through the SSSS that they use in Iraq, especially Iraq 2. They didn't fire one shot, and the Iraqis surrendered. Now, the Iraqis was dug down All my buddies in the Marine Corps told me that they didn't know where they was at. Now, when I was a cop, we had a sound weapon also. It was, it was a crowd control weapon that we used that was a frequency weapon. And it would make people's ears ring and their nose bleed. They would get a severe headache because of the frequency. And they would disperse. Well, this is called the SSSS, the Silent Sound Spread Spectrum. It was introduced or is designed for what they call touchless or no-touch torture. So I'm going to torture you. I'm not going to even touch you. How am I going to do it? Silent assassination. I'm going to assassinate your core, your spirit. I'm going to take God out your head and replace him with a machine. Now, remember the word machine is the word man and sheen, C-H-I-N. Now, if you go to dictionary.com, any good dictionary, look at the word C-H-I-N, you said it means a rock by action of running water. So turn the water, which is your body, into a rock, which is a machine. I'm going to turn water into wine, but not the wine that you can drink, the wine that is formed into a rock. In other words, it's a counterfeit conversion. Well, how does this take place, Brother Will? Well, this is done through what is called bioamplification. So this is the biological amplification, which, again, English is a backwards language, turn it around. It's the amplification of biology. Now, the amplification, the word amplify, just means to increase in volume, to increase through sound. So I'm going to increase something inside of you, your biology. Now, the reason why today's message is so important is because love is the opposite of Lucifer. Love is the opposite of possession. So possession is not natural. It's a Luciferian construct. But I don't know nobody on earth, if I told you to give up all of your stuff that you own and make it available for the commonwealth, for everybody, would you do it? Would you share all your stuff that you worked so hard to get? Would you share it with everybody? Can you love without owning it? Can you love me without owning me? Without telling me what to do. And the moment I don't do what you say, I got to go. Can you do that? I don't think so. I can't. Now, I'm working on it. But as of today, no, bruh. So the electromagnetic fields use what is called weak power levels to affect the intercellular communication. This is called bioamplification, which is radio frequencies, radio signals that use what they call VLF. ELF is extreme low frequencies. So these ELFs affect the electromagnetic interaction with your biological system. There's a great book written by Dr. James C. Lynn. James C. L. I. N. James C. Lynn. Dr. James C. Lynn. He wrote a book called, again, The Electromagnetic Interaction with the Biological System. It is how cell. Now, remember, the next series I'm talking about plasma physics. If you do not understand EM fields, how they bind and stimulate the molecules at the membrane receptors on the surface of your blood cells, on every cell in your body you have receptors, enzymes, the minerals and enzymes, and the protein molecules function as a catalyst for initiating and enhancing the chemical reaction that naturally takes place and regulate the temperature inside of the tissue. What does all of that mean? Now, again, this simply means that you've been heating up, that your body core temperature is a lot higher than it used to be because the earth core temperature is a lot higher than it used to be. Now, the way that Satan is working first is through synthetic telepathy. Now, this is undetectable instructions that is piped in and programmed into people's head. What just happened in Las Vegas? So you guys think there's a dude that has no reason. Now, this is how I know. White people like money, at least all the ones I know. Now, they don't like it because, like us black people, because they didn't have it. They like it because they have something called white privilege. Now, that means that their father's father's father had it. That's called generational wealth. Now, most of them don't know that they accumulated their wealth, their father's 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 father accumulated their wealth on the backs of a black man called a slave who picked cotton on his plantation while he was sitting on the porch smoking a cigar and having sex with the black slaves that he liked. And they accumulated a lot of wealth, and that wealth is generational. So they have an entitlement spirit, meaning that they walk out. Man, it's amazing to watch. I don't know if you guys ever watch. I'm a people watcher. And it's amazing. I love to watch how a Caucasian can walk into a room and they own it. And a black man has to walk into the room. He has to survey it. The white man will walk in and say whatever he wants. A black man will walk in and he look around. He probably go sit in the back. Now, most of I was the first black police officer hired. There was very few black Marines I was in. I was the first black that became a code. Everywhere I went, I was the only black or the first black. And I saw the difference the way that a Caucasian male carried himself and the way that a black male carries himself. Now, again, black people, at least I suffer from the psychological effects of slavery called the psychological effects of Willie Lynch. So if you've never read the book, there's about 7 things that you do if you're suffering from the psychological effects of Willie Lynch or slavery. I got all of them. Then there's 7 things that you do if you have an entitlement spirit or what is called white privilege. And most white people I know, they have all of them. What does that mean? That means that, number one, psychosis is true. That's how I know it's true. Because people tell me all the time, well, Brother Will, I need proof that Jesus Christ is Lord. Well, did you look inside your body? There's something called laminin. There's also something in your body called gluons. Now, laminin is in the shape of a cross, and laminin's job, it binds and holds the body together. Now, the symbol of the cross, one of the things that the pleroma does is the fullness of the Godhead. It means that it binds and holds the body together. So the enemy, while you try to protect the book, the enemy is coming after your body. See, the Bible is the body, and the body is the Bible. You should be trying to protect your body because your body houses the Shekinah glory or the spirit. So the enemy's job, Satan, again, is the silent assassination of your spirit. How? Through the biological amplification of your neurons. So while you're going, now no disrespect, I got a bunch of Bibles too. But if somebody came and took them and burned them, I would help them. Well, I got the Bible in my head. The Bible says that God has not written his laws on tablets of stone any longer. He's written them on the hearts and the minds of his people. So there is a organization that's trying to replace, in fact, they already have replaced your heart and your mind. So the Bible says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider robbery to be equal. But see, your mind is not equal to that of God. Because we don't have what the powers that be are doing. Now, in the next series, I'm going to break down something that is very, very dangerous, because I'm going to show you how they are building a quantum world through quantum computers. And they are using this thing that's part of this Satan silent assassination through amplification of neurons. It's called smart dust. Now, it has a lot of different names. Let me make sure you understand the depth of what I've just said, because sometimes I say a lot of stuff, and you guys know I like to talk in circles because it's for your protection. So there are not nanobots. Now, nanobots are the size of almost invisible. So when you go into your house, and you know how the sun is shining through your window, and you look at through a certain angle, and you see little particles floating in the air, and you say, oh man, the house is dusty. I need to dust. That's not dust. Those are nanoparticles. Those are cyclotronic, touchless, torture instruments. They are self-replicating nanobots. Now, a nanobot, I don't know if you know anything about nanotechnology. Do you know that they have airplanes that are invisible? The airplane is not invisible, but the airplane has nanoparticles or nano paint, meaning the particle uses the same technology that lizards do. It takes on the color of the air or the environment, because the air and the environment have nanoparticles of aluminum and barium. That's why they've been doing chemtrails. So the air is full of nanobots. Water full of nanobots. Food full of nanobots. They have something, and I don't know if I should be sharing all this with you, but it's called a vitamin pill that is nothing but a nanobot. It is what they call vitamin often. Authenticity or authentication, meaning, I can't even say the word, but it simply means that your authenticity has been changed. That's why I don't take vitamins. Now, no disrespect to people who do, because they don't get you through the water anyway. They don't get you through the food. You got to breathe. So it's not about trying not to do something. It's about, as I'm going to be sharing in the next series, when I talk about the solution to all of this, it's about getting shizness out, because everybody's full of shizness. But as Dr. Sadie said, and as the Bible says, it's not what goes in, it's what comes out that defiles. In other words, you can't get Lucifer out. Lucifer being silent assassination through the amplification of your neurons. That's why everything is digital, and that's why your cell phones went from 2G to 3G. 3G to 4G, 4G to 5G. Each G is an input, and they're amplifying, they're turning up the heat. So the technology is going to use machines to take control of the human mind around the globe. Now, phase one is already in place. Phase two started back in, some people say 2012, depending on who you talk to. Phase two is where voices inside of your head and your body functions start to be remotely controlled. And things started happening where people have suicidal thoughts. A man that has money, children, and everything to live for will go to a gun store, buy a gun, go to a hotel, climb there, and start shooting into a crowd at a country western concert. Or fly his plane into the IRS building. Now, remember that happened back in, I think it was the 90s? Or all of this stuff, you guys remember when the lady drove a car, Obama was president, had a baby in the backseat or something, and she drove it like she was going to try to drive onto the White House, and they lit her up? Well, remember a boy that walked into the movie theater in Colorado to start shooting people? Why would people do that? You think these people are crazy? These people ain't crazy. This is MK Ultra. This is part of the mass mind control using wireless remote brain mapping. That's why they map the genome. Because if they map it, they can control it. So phase one and phase two is already in place. Phase three, that's coming down the road. When they start doing remote control torture. Now, they're going to be like they show in the movies. Nah, they smarter than that. You want to kill yourself. Why? Do you ever have voices in your head? There are some people that I know that have voices in your head, and people say they're crazy. It is very important, brothers and sisters, that you start paying attention, because it's not free. Attention is not free. You must pay for it. So our government has spent billions and billions of dollars on two things, brain mapping and the DNA mapping, or what they call the genome. So why do they want to match or map the genome and the brain? Now, again, this is called psychotronic touchless torture. I'm going to torture you, and I ain't going to touch you. And they are going after certain individuals. Now, again, I personally know a guy down in Houston, and you guys know I went down and hung out with him for a while back. And, you know, he was telling me, and I remember out at his house, there was a black van parked out in front of his house. And, you know, we laughed and joked about it. Yeah, you can't find no boy no more. He's in hiding. What happened to him? Now, I'm not saying this has no scare tactics. Y'all know me better than that. I don't do fear. Because remember, by fighting it, you empower it. By being afraid of it, you power, because fear is an emotion. That's why I talk about being neutral a lot. Even being for something is an emotion. Being against something is an emotion. Being neutral, they can't pick you up. Now, you should be for something, but you surely can't be against, because you're putting energy into it. So I'm not against none of the stuff that these guys are doing. That's their job. Satan is supposed to do what Satan do. He's the adversary. That's his job. What's yours? Your job is to be you. Your job is to oscillate and vibrate according to your destiny, your dear Kinnear. In other words, you know the only thing that overrides, the most powerful thing that overrides this, which we'll be talking about in the next series, is called phase conjugation. Now, remember, sex is explosion. Spirituality or love is implosion. So spirituality, being a loving, kind, having the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, against such things there is no law. Having those things empowers you. Not having those things disempowers you. If you want to give away your power, then you start doing crap I used to do. You start being a control freak. You start walking around disrespecting people. You try to, you know, sleep with everything that moves. You have no morals, no values. What does that do? That's explosion. You are expelling. You get rid of your chi, your power, the ruach and the pneuma. Now, they are already doing that. Why do you want to help them? So I don't want to help the bioamplification process. I am already the product of synthetic telepathy. I've already went through and been exposed to what is called pulsating microwaves, or more jealous disease. You ever feel like something's crawling on your skin? You know that there are nanoparticles that grow fibers, and you feel they're underneath the skin and actually on the skin, and you'll be scratching and scratching and scratching. Nothing wrong with you, but you sense or you feel. That's called Magellan's. That means that these nanoparticles, when they inside the body, they grow fibers. And then sometimes the fibers come outside the skin. Now, remember, none of this stuff you can see with the human eye. And so you go through life, and you scratch yourself, you have lesions or sores on your skin. And out of the skin, something oozes out. It's fibers, but it doesn't look like fibers. But underneath the microscope, it's a fiber. This is Magellan's. And most people who take over-the-counter vitamins are doing what they call changing your authenticity. Do you know they also have it now in tattoos, the ink? So you go to the tattoo. What does the tattoo do? How does the tattoo machine work? Don't it like poke little holes in your skin? What's in the ink that goes into your skin and breathes? Now, all of this stuff, my spirit was naturally against. So everything I knew intuitively, emphasis on the word, I never went to no university. I didn't get my doctorate degree from no university. I got my doctorate degree from God. I intuitively, every solution that I'm going to share in the next series goes against what they call the iron sky. The iron sky is the chemtrails that sort of aluminum, two things the body can't get rid of, aluminum and a barium. That leads to Alzheimer's. Now, I know how to get aluminum and barium out of the body. Nano implants, they are biological applications that program your biology and override God's theology. So they're using nanoparticles through the acronym of Satan, which stands for the silent. You can't hear nothing, brother. It is silent assassination of your spirit through the amplification of the neurons in your brain. And they do that through chemtrails in the air, fluoride in the water, genetically modified organisms in your food, chemicals in your perfume. Remember, smells are spells. The more you can smell it, the more you are under the spell of it. And that is why cell phones have increased. That's why they went from analog to digital. They need everybody so that way they can pipe the synthetic frequency, the false frequency. Now, remember, all of this that is happening was inside the movie, the CBS miniseries in 2005. And I asked everybody to watch. It's available on Netflix or Redbox. It's called The Threshold. Now, remember, the Bible says, at the last sound, at the last trump, the dead in Christ shall arise. So it's at the last sound. So it's going to be a frequency. So what the devil is doing, what they are doing, they're changing your frequency. Now, let me make sure you understand what I just said. So right now, you are under what is called acoustic stress. So if you don't get in front of the wave, you're going to feel stressed out. This acoustic stress is conducted through the skull, and it affects a part of the brain called the cochlea. C-O-C-H-L-E-A, cochlea. And from there, it proceeds, again, through the exact same manner that your conventional hearing takes place. Now, when you hear something, it hits the ear, and then it's transformed into an electrical signal. So in other words, the sky is electrified. It is an electrical superconductor. So that's why they spray metal in there. That's why they got metal in your skin. That's why they got metal everywhere, because now everybody's hooked up to be technologically controlled through HARP, through Gwen towers, through cell towers, through the silent sound spread spectrum. All of this is part of Satan's plan. Remember, Satan is the silent assassination of your spirit through the amplification of the neurons in your brain. Now, you should be asking yourself, and you should be saying to yourself, hey, Brother Will, that sounds great, brother, but I don't know, man. Well, they have something called a nano camera. Do you guys remember when the Google glasses came out? Do y'all guys remember that it was a few commercials came out, and Google was coming out with these new glasses? And then all of a sudden, have you heard anything about the Google glasses anymore? Those were nano cameras. And there was a part of the glasses that when you put them on, it was right over your temple of your on your face. So the powers that be, or certain people, released that out. You may have not heard of it, but this nano camera was part of what they call emotional cloning. Now, I'm going to break all of this down in the next series, but for the people that think you're not in a position to join me due to the fact that you're in the pursuit of, number one, Wetiko, W-E-T-I-K-O, Triple Daddy, to look that up. That means ownership and possession. Now, I didn't read about it in a book. I've been doing this all my life. I've been chasing a white rabbit almost since birth. I've been running around like a chicken with his head cut off. So on January the 1st of 2009, I quit. I checked out. I got tired. I was ready to kill myself. And that's when I met my current wife. And that's when I had a true encounter with the living God. And it's very important because my life changed. My life changed when I did exactly what the Bible said. Any man that seeks to find his life must lose it. Everything that I held dear, including Jesus Christ, I threw away. Now, before you disconnect, I need you to understand. I had the wrong one. That's why I have a book called Christos and Christos. If you got the wrong Jesus, that's the one that's piped into your head. It's a synthetic Jesus. So there's a synthetic gospel. There's a synthetic voice. There's a counterfeit version of every original. And if you don't understand that you may have the counterfeit version, especially if you got positive blood. Now, as I've talked about in my Blood God series, the Rh negative means that you it's negative of the rhesus factor. Positive blood means positive. That simply means that commingled in your blood is some Luciferian bullshitness. That means that you are a descendant of a demigod. Negative blood simply means you don't have that commingling. So it is a lot easier for somebody who's positive, regardless of the blood type, whether it's A, AB, B, or O, if you have positive blood, now positive means you stand positive, really, Rhesus is really Zeus's. It means positive for Zeus, who Constantine changed to Jesus, where we get Jesus. Now, as I've said on many shows, I challenge anybody to go to YouTube right now and type in Constantine's Messiah and watch the video. Or just look up basic history and just read about Flavinus Josephus. Start with him. And you can do the same research that I did. It took me 20 years. So you can read my books and get it in half the time, or you can go through the 20-year process that I went through. What am I saying? That is the system. The system is designed to replace the counterfeit version with the original. Now, they are doing what is called superimposing. They're doing what is called quantum tunneling, and they're also doing what they call quantum entanglement. Now, you find that these three attributes are the machine version of the. Now, remember, biology is replacing theology. I love biology. And the reason why I love biology is because I need to understand the difference, because I have to teach it. So my purpose is to do this. May not be yours, but this is my purpose. So God took me down this route to understand biology, because there's a promotion. Now, remember, according to dictionary.com, how does a caterpillar change into a butterfly? How does a tadpole change into a frog? According to dictionary, according to the definitions of the world. But the system by which words are defined is flawed, because the word definitions doesn't mean D-E-F-I-N, definition. It means, again, you can spell it out, it means D-E-A-F, P-H-O-E, definition. So Abraham came from Chaldean, which were the Phoenicians. They gave us our language. Language has seven attributes. This is called, again, linguistics. And once you understand how linguistics works, that is called Witwicken. That's why you got Samuel Witwicky and all of the Transformers movies, as I've been saying on every show. So now the system that we got is solved, but we're getting rid of people instead of getting rid of systems. And we have settled to have an orgasm instead of an organization. So if you spend your life having a bunch of orgasms, like I did, instead of building organizations, you have been deceived by Satan. The silent assassination is the amplification of your neurons. So my neurons have been activated. I get ideas all day, every day. And I want to own stuff. Ownership is Witwicken. It's Witwicky. It's Witwicken. That is called grammar. What I'm doing right now is witchcraft, according to the definition. So a caterpillar turns into a butterfly through a process called metamorphosis. Anybody looked up the definition of the word metamorphosis? Metamorphosis? Remember Morpheus, the god of dreams? It is a change through witchcraft. But I went to school. Didn't you go to school? Well, nobody told me what school was. Anybody tell you? You went to elementary school, right? You went to elementary. L-E-L, God. Mentory, mental. Who's the God of mentalism? His name is T-H-O-T-H. Just add a couple of letters in there, you get thought. Now, what do you do all day? You have thoughts. Where they come from, brother? Where they come from, sister? Your thoughts are not your own. Your thoughts have been piped into your head. Now, I got a plethora of information. I've been doing this for 25 years. When I first stumbled across it, I didn't believe it either. That's why I tell you guys pretty much on every show, I'm just telling you about 10% of what I know. As I tell you guys, if I told you everything I know, number one, you wouldn't believe me. Number two, you would not be my friend. Because you will not believe that biology is Luciferian. You're not going to believe it until you go in and do the research that I did, or you read my book, Bioluminescence. And you're going to go research, again, the horseshoe crab, and research the dragonfly. Now, how does the dragonfly, not the dragonfly, the other one that lights up, how does that fly produce cold light? How is the horseshoe crab blood blue? Why is all medical research done on a horseshoe crab? Why are horseshoe crabs hemocyanine? They're not hemoglobin. Why does their blood use copper, not iron? Why? See, there's a system in place that they gave us, and we never questioned the system. We questioned the people. See, I've been getting rid of people. Well, I should have gotten rid of systems. And so now I teach, because, again, you can't teach nothing that you ain't been through. So if you want to know what you called to do, just look what you've been through. But the enemy's job is to get you to go out and buy into the American dream. Nothing wrong with it, but it's a dream. That's why it's called the dream. Ownership is a dream. Possession is a dream. You're not supposed to possess. That's Luciferian. The whole construct of capitalism is based upon Luciferian theology. The kingdom of God is based upon a commonwealth system. The wealth is common. Everybody got wealth. Everybody's wealthy. Everybody's healthy. Everybody's wise. Everybody's engaged in great relationships. Because everybody, again, is the same. Everybody has love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Nobody has been tortured. Nobody has a scarcity mentality. Nobody is trying to basically cluster or trying to grab. Nobody has this, I got to get. Nobody has a getting mentality. You see, my brothers and sisters, we all have been geo-engineered. So all systems, again, is designed to replace man with the machine. And the way that they are doing is through the biological application of biological amplification of your neurons through the interface of man and technology. So when you watch the movie Iron Man, he's a metal man. And a metal is code for mental. So mental man means mind. Let this mind be in you. So if you don't put on the mind of Christ, and as I talked about before, the word Christ is the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. Your power comes from your position. If I can get you out of position, I get you out of power. The president has power when he's in the office of the president. Nobody listens to Carter anymore. Nobody listens to Bush 1 or Bush 2. Nobody listens to Bill Clinton. Why? They ain't in office. Who's in office? This dude named Donald Trump. So he's in the position of the president. So the power comes from your position, comes from your title. So when I was a Marine, I had certain rights and privileges as a Marine. When I got out, they took their uniform They say, hey, dog, you can keep the title. Once a Marine, always a Marine. But if you don't get none of the benefits, you know, you can't travel around the country. You don't get no check every month. You don't get no free dental, no free medical. All of the benefits I got when I was active duty, I don't have anymore. Why? I'm not in position anymore. So everything is about you getting in position, which is why I sell 600-page guillotine reports to tell you what your position is, because it's based upon the name that was given to you at the time and the place of your birth. Why were you born on that specific date? So your date of birth, your time of birth, your place of birth, and your blood type are huge, because they all establish your position in this dimension, and your power comes from your position. It also comes from the person and the place, the three P's. The person, the place, and the position establishes your power so that we can override the system that is designed to heat up your brain and turn you again into a biological amplification of a Luciferian agenda. And they are using everything from tattoos to food to drugs to speech to pictures to logos. Everything. I can't think of nothing. Everything we do is Luciferian. Everything we do is designed to keep us trapped inside of this box. So, brothers and sisters, I need you to join me on October 30th. Simply email me at masterteacher33@gmail.com for any additional questions. Because we spent 3 days, 3 hours talking about the problem. And most people do like my kids did. So my kids grew up with me. They listen to me talk all this business, and they grew up with me out. So they don't got the solution. They just got the problem. So I sleep good at night. My kids don't, because they don't have the solution, because they stop listening. I highly recommend that I talk a lot about problems, so that way I can get you to see them, because I was a problem. I was a virus. Everywhere I went, I left a trail of destruction. So I can talk about it. See, if you want to know what you call the dude, just look what you've been through. So that was me expressing myself negatively. So now God is saying, hey, all of that crap that you did wrong, teach other people so they don't do the same thing. That's why I do these shows. I need you to understand the occult roots of everything that you call normal, because paranormal has replaced metanoia, metanormal. This is modern-day demonology. Everything that we got, modern-day demonology. Join me October the 30th. Cost is $49. Go to the website, masterteacher33.com, click on the link. We're going to demystify the plasma realm. This is going to be a very powerful series that's leading up to the final series, as we talked about demystifying the atmosphere or the etheric realm. These are the two things where I'm going to break down the solutions to all of the stuff to basically reactivate your plasma antenna, so that way you can understand how, as Dr. Sabi said, he cured every known disease to man. Every known disease to man, this dude cured by doing one thing: getting mucus out of the body. We need to teach you what I need to teach you, what he taught me. So that way we can be wealthy, healthy, wise, and maintain great relationships, because we're going to get rid of the wittico psychosis, we're going to get rid of sorcery, and we're going to get rid of Satan, which is the silent assassination through the amplification of the neurons in your brain. Join me on October the 30th. The President of Systems is going to be a powerful series. Well, I do thank you so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue. Bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.